Welcome back, guys. I lost my pen during the last break. I actually found it. It landed in the weirdest spot. Unbelievable. During the break, I'm over here rushing around, lifting, looking under my desk. It fell in the crack of my chair. I have no idea how it got there. But anyway, I'm back in business. Yeah, Ron, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Yeah, did you have any...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, did you have any more, any other points you wanted to make? Or?
To the young Christian woman in Texas, I just wanted to tell her to keep an open mind because there are definitely some great Jewish people out here. And if she's going to be biblical, stick to what the Lord said in Revelation, that he is against the Jews who call themselves not Jews but are not Jews, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Right.
She's going to have to make that distinction, just like we as Christians have to make that distinction of these people who call themselves Christians but are of the synagogue of Satan or of the church of Satan.
Right.
I think when she, if she does that, I think she'll be okay. You can't get on that hating trip of different people because there's good folks out there all over the place.
That's another problem with the labels game is you get someone labeled and you kind of assume that everyone who has that label is evil or good, and that's just not the case. You know that you've got to look.
I agree.
Yeah, it's like
I
a Republican. It's like a lot of Republicans, you know, or conservatives. They think Bush is a Republican. They think he's a conservative. He's
right.
Not either one of those. I mean, look at Lou Dobbs, for example, on CNN. He's a Republican. He can't stand Bush. Ron Paul is a Republican, you know.
Right, right.
They just hijack these labels, and you got to look at the individual. You got to look at the issues, what they stand for, look at their record. Never mind.
Exactly. Well,
right.
It's funny because I was raised in my household as a Democrat. However, when I heard Bush was running the first time, I thought he was a Christian. So I voted for him.
Right.
I voted Republican, which I will never do again. But, I mean, that's what I did, you know. So, I mean, you know, like you said, you must take people at their own merit. You can't label people and say, well, he's a Jew or he's a this or he's a that. And,
well,
and,
the truth is, you didn't vote for him anyway. Diebold voted for him is the truth. But, you know, people think that this is something new with the Diebold machines. Those who are aware of it, you know, they think it's just something that arose under Bush, that they're rigging elections. All the elections have been rigged for decades. They rigged them in different ways. That's all. Before it was rigged because all the candidates were handpicked, and they still are handpicked. But now the rigging is so bad that they handpick which puppet that they want, you know, which puppet will best suit their interests, will best serve their purposes.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I wasn't that astute as far as politics go. I wasn't that astute as far as knowing what the New World Order was about. Now is a total different. It's like I've done a 360. I mean, it's like eyes wide open now, you know? So.
Right. Yeah, once you see it for what it is, like, there's no getting fooled again.
Unbelievable. All right, great show, man. It's my first time hearing you, so.
My first time on.
I wish you the best.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
It's your first time on?
On this network, yeah, my first show.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, thanks
for
your call.
God bless.
Yeah, you too. All right, that's it for the callers for now, and that's good because I got a lot of material here I wanted to cover. But, hey, if I don't get around to it this time, maybe next time. I want to get to the real heart, though, of what I think is involved here with the Virginia Tech incident last week. You know, I was talking about some of the possible reasons, and I'm sure it's multifaceted. There's a lot of things that contribute to things like this. There is the issue of, you know, depression, the issue of the economy, the issue of drugs. But when we get back from the break, I want to get to the real heart of what lies behind things like this. So stick with us. We'll be right back on Truth Hurts Radio.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back to the New Pets Radio. All right, before I get into the real underlying issue behind the Virginia Tech, what the real hidden agenda is, or certainly how it's being exploited, if nothing else, let me go to, we got another caller here. It's actually, it's a Mafero Pazana from over in New York. He actually told me he was going to call in today to talk about the Rosie O'Donnell comments. Rosie O'Donnell had on a show today, she had some first responders that were there on 9/11. So, Tony.
She didn't do it, you know.
She didn't.
You know, that's even better topic for the moment to talk about. You know, people really, they're going to post stuff on their blogs and let people, you know, I told a lot of people to turn into that and watch the show, you know. To watch the show, it was a great in and trying to get some education out there to people that really don't listen. You know, to a lot of people tune in, watch, and all she does is announce that she's not going to re-sign her contract in June. She'll be off the View.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
And, you know, the lady gets on a blog. I went on the blog, and I'm listening to Rosie on a blog that she did before she went on the show. She has no mention of the guys. The guest that was supposed to be on, it was supposed to have Beto, who's dying. He was a rescue worker down there, can hardly breathe. And a couple other prominent members that work down at Ground Zero who have understanding that 9/11 wasn't what they said it was, and that it was an inside job. I'm going to be on the show and talk about how they've been getting stonewalled. And because I know these guys' stories because I've heard them before. and she doesn't have him on the show. The question is, was it ever supposed to be on the show? You're on the internet and you're reading stuff. You get.
Well, here's one thing I want to know: if any Rosie fans are out there listening, did she talk about leaving this show prior to her 9/11 comments 2-3 weeks ago? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, what I do know about her was that she was up in June. She said on her blog, on her live video blog, that she wasn't going to renew because they wanted to sign her for a 3-year contract and she only wanted a 1-year contract.
Yeah, but is it really her stepping down or is she being smoked out, you know? That's what I want to know.
No, these people tell you what it is, but you don't know whether or not to believe them.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, that was the update. The guys weren't on. I was kind of disappointed because to get the truth out, which this is what's really going on for the people on shortwave that are from all over the world that are listening to you, Charlie. And by the way, you're doing a great job. The rescue workers that are sick, everything from volunteers that gave the food to the rescue workers to those that worked on the pile, they're dying. And they aren't releasing funds for them. They just cut off a request for funds. It was just in the papers. These guys want answers.
I saw an article today in Fire Engineering Magazine that there's a huge rise in lung-related disorders with firefighters that were...
And they're saying it's non-conclusive, so the insurance companies and the courts back and don't want to pay the families. In short, it's Giuliani's and Condoleezza Rice gave a memo from the administration to Christina Todd Whitman, and this was reported in the New York Post that... played down the effects of ground zero toxicity in the air. And that's exactly what they did. They could have better informed the workers. They could have done a thing where they worked on a recycling basis, you know, 20, 30 minutes a shift, so they weren't exposed to that toxic air as long as it was. They didn't want to investigate the toxic air. They wanted to limit their investigations in the 9/11 Commission. Everywhere you turn, there is more unanswered questions than answered questions. And this whole thing with bringing the truth movement mainstream with Rosie O'Donnell always being on Bill O'Reilly, and now she's supposed to have the people on the show to talk about it, and it doesn't happen. I really don't think it was her fault. I think that a lot of people things on her that she ain't gonna, you know, she's supposed to, you know, cater to the movement, but she's doing her own thing, and people don't realize it. So it was all over the blog. 9/11 blogger. She was.
Well, I heard talk today that she might actually be considering starting her own show. So who knows?
So maybe she'll do that. So that's the update. You know, that's the update.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. I'm not surprised.
Me either.
Yeah.
Have a good show. It was very good listening so far.
All right. Thanks, man. I'll catch up with you later. All right. There's my buddy Tony there in New York. Frequents our Pell Talk room quite frequently. Anyway. That was kind of redundant, wasn't it? He frequents our room frequently. Anyway, I haven't had my coffee yet today. That's my problem. Okay, let's get back now to the VA tech thing last week and the ultimate agenda. I'm sure many of our listeners already know what that is. But it's obvious, guys. It's blatantly obvious. It's gun control. Okay, that's what lies behind all of these fiascos. And even if you don't believe the government is orchestrating these things, and I'll tell you, there's a submission... an abundant amount of evidence to show that they are. As a matter of fact, I mentioned the correlations between this and Columbine and other incidences around the country. Interestingly, last week, articles came out all over the place. Yahoo News, Netscape News, a bunch of major media outlets reported that a federal judge ordered last week that Columbine-related documents be sealed up for 20 years. This came out before the shootout in Virginia last week. So actually, I think it was 2 weeks ago that I read that I saw this. And I saw that, and it caught my eye, and I'm like, yeah, isn't that interesting? That's awful suspicious. Again, nothing to hide, but we're going to seal up these documents, just like the Kennedy assassination. Oh, nothing to hide. Everything's above board, but we're going to seal these documents up until 2029. Well, here we get the same thing with Columbine. This judge wants to seal him up for 20 years. Why? 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 We know, for example, that there were some very suspicious-looking individuals walking around the Columbine High School both during and after the shootout, and they were just calmly holding clipboards in their hands and taking notes, had sunglasses on, and they're just, you know, they're not there to intervene or to help or whatever, nothing. They're just there monitoring, taking notes. Very, very suspicious. Anyway, we come to Virginia Tech last week, and a lot of suspicious stuff involved with this as well. But what I really want to focus on here, though, is if, you know, if this is government involved, if this was instigated, you know, some CIA black ops, what would be their motive? Gun control. Immediately following the Columbine shootout and several others since then, there was all this talk in the media about more strict gun control laws. Well, here they are. I wasn't surprised last week. I'm flipping through the channels. I saw this just as the story broke. And I'm thinking, how long before they're going to start talking gun control? It wasn't even a half an hour later. On my favorite network, Fox, there they were talking about just that very thing. So there's your motive right there, folks. This is not, you know, this is to be expected. This is not unusual. This is their typical modus operandi. They you know, so I am personally convinced that this was a government-orchestrated tragedy so they can capitalize on it and get more gun control. Now, here's the clincher. Several students came forward and said that if they had their guns on them, keep in mind Virginia Tech is a gun-free zone. They do not allow guns on campus. They said if they had had their guns on their person when this tragedy was unfolding, they could have stopped Cho. They could have saved at least some of the lives that were lost last week. But because their guns were not on their person, because their guns were in their cars, they were not able to stop them. So don't fall for this rhetoric baloney that gun control laws and preventing people from getting, you know, making more difficult for people to get a hold of guns is in any way going to stop crime. Whenever they pass gun control laws, does it stop Bobby the burglar from getting a gun? Does it stop Robbie the rapist from getting a gun? Of course not. We've got all kinds of anti-drug laws, don't we? Does that stop drugs? No. In fact, we got more drugs coming into this country now than what we ever had before the so-called war on drugs began. Well, one of the reasons for that, of course, is because it's the government itself through the CIA shipping the drugs in here. But nevertheless, even if that weren't the case, you know, anti-drug laws don't stop drugs. Anti-gun laws don't stop guns because criminals don't abide by the law. Hello? These laws are designed to disarm law-abiding citizens. Those are the ones they want disarmed because when they have some martial law, they don't want you to be able to put up any resistance. They're not worried about criminals having guns. Criminals don't care. They'll do what they're told. If the government says, hey, help us round up these people who have unregistered weapons, they'll do what they're told, especially if there's some big fat wads of cash waved in their face. They don't care. Oh, I don't know. When are people going to get it? I just, it just astonishes me. CNN had an interesting article a few days ago, quoting from Ted Nugent. The name of the article was, gun-free zones are a recipe for disaster. Of course. Way to go, Ted. Absolutely correct. You know, D.C. is one of the most stringently controlled areas in the country as far as gun laws go. They have some of the most stringent gun control laws. And yet it has one of the highest gun-related crime rates in the whole country. Criminals, many, you know, people that have been interviewed in prison who have, you know, who were there for shooting people, and they've admitted that they target areas that they know have tough gun control laws because they assume that their victims are most likely going to be unarmed. They don't go into areas where they know that there's no restrictions on gun ownership. You know, that, you know, like in Texas, for example, that everybody pretty much carries guns down there. You don't hear about shootouts in Texas, do you? Except ones that are orchestrated by the government, like in Waco. That's another story. Anyway, stick with us. Much more to say about this matter when we return here on Truth Hurts Radio. For a miracle in my life, and if you
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Walk until peace has come.
All right. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Once again, the call-in number. Anyone wants to call in, questions, comments, gripes, you name it. 800-313-9443. Again, that's toll-free. 800-313-9443. All right. Coming back now to this whole exploitation of last week's crisis to get more gun control laws. Ultimately, guys, again, what I was saying before the break, what they want to do is disarm us to make it easier for their implementation of martial law. There's no question that they want martial law. As a matter of fact, back in October, Bush passed the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007. Within that act, he basically trashed Posse Comitatus, which was a law passed in the wake of the Civil War, which forbids military troops from being used in domestic law enforcement operations. It also trashes the 1807 Insurrection Act, removing all inhibitions from using the military on domestic soil. Why? Why would they do this? That's the question. Why would Bush want to remove? Now, you know, keep in mind, going back years ago, shortly after 9/11, people like Rumsfeld, Eberhardt, Tommy Franks talked about in the case of the next terrorist attack, and there's no question there's going to be another one. It's not a question of if, but when. And when it happens, it's going to be major, they said. Interesting how they know all these details. Not only that we're going to have one, but it's going to be major. They don't know where Osama is. Well, they do. They know he's 6 feet under. But anyway, they tell us they don't know where Osama is, but they know everything he's up to. Oh, give me a break. Whatever. But anyway, here was Rumsfeld, here was Eberhard. In fact, Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the same thing. In the case of the next terrorist attack, he says, we're gonna have to implement martial law, Tommy Frank said. It's going to be something that, many people aren't going to like, but it's something we're going to have to resort to bring back peace and law and order on the streets. And, Rumsfeld specifically mentioned Posse Comitatus. He said, in the case of the next terrorist attack, getting rid of Posse Comitatus is going to be something that we're going to have to consider. We're going to have to come to grips with. Well, here we go. It's already been done. This legal fiction that they have created now gives Bush the ability to trash Posse Comitatus. Understand that it's already been done, implementing martial law here and using troops for domestic law enforcement. In fact, Bush did it right after Katrina. Most Americans still don't know the horrific tragedy that went on down there. But after the storm passed, the storm was nothing. The real crisis came for those poor people in Louisiana after the storm, when Bush, who appointed Brownie, his little buddy there, Michael Brown, it was on the White House's website August 29th that Bush personally appointed FEMA under Mike Brown's direction to handle the post-storm crisis. And then for the next 8 days, come on, guys, you know the story, FEMA would not allow help to get in, would not allow anyone to get out and get help. 50 countries offered food, water, medicine, clothing, you name it, turned them all away. Trucks drove down there from all over the country. They were lined up for miles outside the city. They wouldn't allow them to get in. They wouldn't allow people to get out. I mean, even Fox News brought that out. They turned it into a giant concentration camp. And then to add insult to injury, of course, later, he brings the federal troops in there with shoot-to-kill, zero-tolerance policy orders. And it was martial law. Martial law. And then, of course, he wouldn't allow camera crews to go in there and film, so people wouldn't see that not only were people getting shot at, but that dead bodies were lying around that didn't die from the storm, but in fact died from starvation and dehydration from FEMA's 8-day vigil of denial of help. Heck, they even cut the power cables. And now the few survivors that live in the FEMA-run trailer parks are being told that they can't talk with the media unless there's a FEMA representative telling them what they can and can't say. Hey, 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 hey. What do you think's going on with that? This is the same FEMA, of course, by the way, that was present at Ground Zero, making sure that none of the debris was being examined, even though that there were experts from around the country there volunteering their services for free. FEMA told them they could not touch the debris. And then later they state in their May 1st, 2002 report that, we'll probably never know what really caused the towers to come down. We can only speculate because the debris was removed haphazardly and there was a disagreement as to who was in charge. There was a lot of confusion. They were the ones blocking the investigation. And they act like, oh, we tried, but we couldn't get an investigation going. It was just so much confusion. You got to be kidding me. If they wanted an investigation, this was the biggest crime scene in American history. If they wanted an investigation, you better believe they would have gotten one. They were blocking it. I got mounds of quotes of cleanup crew members saying, this is disgusting. We have the best experts in the country assembled here, volunteering their services for free, but nobody can do anything because FEMA is controlling everything. So there you go. There's your tax dollars at work, folks. Federal Emergency Manufacturing Agency, or Magnification Agency is what I call them. Big fraud. I mean, they've been caught hiring criminals, guys. This came out a couple years ago on Salon.com, June of 2005. Big article, big story. FEMA caught hiring criminals, people that had served time for rape, murder, grand theft, working in high positions, investigative positions. These were people who, back in 1994, after Hurricane Andrew, were giving millions of dollars to people's friends of theirs that didn't even have any damage done to their home. They weren't even in the area that was hit by the storm. Anyway, stick with us. We'll be right back on Truth Hurts Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
We are back with Two Thirds Radio, down to our last half hour here. If anybody calls in from this point on and I don't get to you, don't take it personal. Please call back another time. I just, there's so much I want to plow through here. A bunch of quotes I want to read. I've been getting distracted here. I usually do that. I go off on these tangents and I get off the main point. Actually, I'm going to go off on a tangent right now. I just want to elaborate on something I brought up earlier. I didn't intend to get into the discussion of Katrina that much, but since I brought it up, I want to elaborate a little bit more just to clarify in case there's anybody that is wondering out there. I'm sure most of our listeners know what was involved here, but in case anyone's wondering, you know, why would the government want to kill people down in Louisiana? Well, here's why. After the storm, as I mentioned, for 8 days, this policy continued. No help was allowed in. People were not allowed to go out in the city and get their own help. This was designed to starve and dehydrate people to death. It's a fact that people don't live more than 3 days on average without water. And that's what was going on. The water was polluted down there. They weren't getting clean drinking water. A great many people, I'd argue probably more people died after the storm than what died from the storm itself because of this criminally negligent policy. And it was done so that Halliburton could come in, and they did come in, and grab up all that land. Dead men cannot claim their land. And then Bush passes an executive order that FEMA doesn't have to pay prevailing wages. Oh, first he gives them the unbidded contracts, of course, as always. Deja vu, Iraq, Afghanistan, unbidded contracts. And then he passes an executive order that they don't have to pay prevailing wages to the laborers. Pay them dirt wages, keep all those profits in their pockets. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So that was the reason for that fiasco. So, I mean, you see this stuff going on, and you think they wouldn't stage something like Virginia Tech? Folks, everything that goes on in this world today, almost everything, is staged. All the world is a stage. That famous Shakespeare quote, how true it is. It's ever more true now than it was before. It's one big Hollywood production. Nothing happens by accident anymore. Even FDR himself said that. When stuff happens in politics, you can bet it was planned that way. Anyway, coming back now to our discussion of this push for gun control. Here's what Hitler had to say about gun registration back in 1935. They got you registering your weapons. They ultimately want to have, they got you requiring you to have permits now. They want to get a national gun registration law. Here's what Hitler said about gun registration back in 1935. This year will go down in history. For the first time, a civilized nation has full gun registration. Our streets will be safer, our police more efficient, and the world will follow our lead into the future. Well, the United States certainly is, isn't it? As a matter of fact, a great many countries have followed that lead. Brits have led the pack. And I'll be talking in a minute, if we have enough time, that is, about the UN. How the UN is really at the helm of all these gun control laws. Here's what the Communist Rules of Revolution says on this matter. Register all firearms under any pretext as a prelude to confiscating them. Compare that with the following two eye-popping quotes. This first one is from our good friend, former Attorney General Janet Reno, or Reno, as some call her. This is from the Associated Press, December 10th, 1993. She said, waiting periods are only a step. Registration is only a step. The prohibition of firearms is the goal. Does this sound familiar? Anybody familiar with the Communist Manifesto, familiar with the writings in general of Marx and Engels, knows that this is a key point of communism, to get guns out of the hands of the people. They can't defend themselves from tyranny, obviously. A caller earlier mentioned how, we're going communist. Yeah, we're going communist, fascist, socialist, you name it. It's all the same when it's run by the globalists. It all leads to tyranny. It doesn't matter. They're all really the same thing, ultimately. But, when you see Bush hiring people like Yevgeny Primakov, the former head of the KGB, not just a KGB agent. This guy was the head of the KGB. Hired him to work as an advisor to Homeland Security. I hope you feel real secure now, knowing that Yevgeny Primakov is on the watch. He also hired, Marcus Wolf, a.k.a. Gray Fox. He was the head of the East German Stasi. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feeling real secure now? You got to be kidding me. And yet the protesters against Bush are called communists. George Orwell really is rolling in his grave. Sarah Brady, chairman of Handgun Control, Inc., had this to say. Our main agenda. Oh, they have an agenda, all right. Our main agenda is to have all guns banned. No mincing words there, is there? We must use whatever means possible, like staging shoot-ups, I guess, in schools, colleges, and high schools. And we must use every whatever means possible. It doesn't matter if you have to distort facts or even lie. The government wouldn't do that. I can't believe she would say such a thing. She goes on, our task of creating a socialist America can only succeed when those who would resist us have been totally disarmed. Well, you got to give her credit here. At least she's honest. You do got to give her that. She's not mincing words there. She's telling it just like it is. Unbelievable. If only our media was so honest. Charles Krothenmer, I think I'm pronouncing that right. Nationally syndicated columnist in the Detroit News, April 9th, 1996, in an article called Civilized Society Must Disarm Its Citizenry, had this to say. Ultimately, a civilized society must disarm its citizenry. Passing a law like the assault weapons ban is a symbolic, purely symbolic move in that direction. Its only real justification, its only real justification is not to reduce crime, but to desensitize the public. Listen to this. It's not to reduce crime, but to desensitize the public to the regulation of weapons in preparation for their ultimate confiscation. There you go. No mincing words there. Again, you've got to give this guy an A for honesty anyways. See, on occasion, they actually do come out and tell you exactly what their agenda is. It's incrementalism. Boil that froggy real slow. You're not going to just get the water boiling and then throw Froggy in the pot. If he's able, he's going to leap out of there as fast as he can. But if you put Froggy in nice, cool, soothing water where Froggy feels nice and cozy, and then you slowly turn up the heat, easily, gradually, he'll boil him to death before he knows what's going on. Oh, and it's fun to watch, too. They get off on this stuff, guys. These are psychopaths running our country. Once you get one psycho in there, he just makes sure that he gets all his buddies in there behind him. Once one of them climbs to the top, and that's what the Skull and Bones is all about, of course. Bunch of psychopaths making sure their fellow psychopaths get appointed high positions. And they can do that because they already got buddy psychopaths who hold high positions. This has been going on for decades as the American public has snoozed. Popping the Prozac. Watching Fox News. They've been pulling this off. And then when people try to wake them up, huh? What's that? Well, leave me alone. Now they're at the point where they get aggressive. Quiet, leave me alone. Turn off that alarm clock. Bury their head under the pillow. They actually get mad at you for trying to wake them up. You ever have that happen? Try to wake people up and they don't want to be your friends anymore. Can't refute what you're saying. Can't prove you're wrong. Don't even try. They just want you to shut up. You're upsetting my world. Oh, where's my Prozac? Disgusting. This country's in a coma. And you know what? It's these bozos that I blame more than the scum in Washington. Politicians have always and ever will be scum. But it's not their fault. I mean, that's just, they're doing just what comes natural to them. It's the fault of the dumbed-down, doped-up populace that has allowed themselves to be coaxed into this coma. It's their fault. That's why they're getting away with this. Nobody is doing anything. You know, when I heard the other day that this trucker demonstration thing had a bit dismal turnout, you know, I wasn't surprised. Disappointed, but not surprised. You just can't motivate people to do anything to save their own necks. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. This country is going up in flames. Nobody's doing anything about it. They're sitting back, letting this obvious tyrant who's stolen both elections rape and pillage this country. And while I have to put this in proper perspective, it's actually not Bush himself, of course, personally doing this. I just used Bush as a euphemism to refer to the whole system here. It's not his policies. It's not his plans. He just signs it. Oh, he knows what he's doing. He's not exempt from fault here. He definitely knows he's selling his country out, but he's not the brainchild behind this. Let's face it, the man can't tie his shoes in the morning straight. He needs Laura's help, I'm sure, to even do that. But he does know he's selling his country out, and he does so happily with that little pretty boy smile of his on his face. Disgusting traitor. Anyway, let me go on here. I got a bunch of quotes to plow through before the show ends here in another 15 minutes or so. Many of you might have heard this before. In the old Linda Thompson film, America Under Siege, I think they come out back in 1994 or 95, she quotes from a 29 Palms Marine Base questionnaire that was given to new recruits down there, asking them if they'd be willing to fire on fellow American citizens if asked to do so, who refused to comply with gun confiscation laws. You know, they were anticipating passing this gun confiscation law, and those who didn't willingly hand over their weapons, they wanted to know, would you be willing to forcefully go into people's homes and take their weapons? This is another example of this move toward gun confiscation in this country. What they want to know is, who can they count on? Who can they depend upon when the time comes to take people's guns? Are you going to be with us? Or with the terrorists? Are you going to be with us or with those who support the Constitution? with us or those who believe in defending themselves against tyranny. So, you know, they give these surveys, these questionnaires. And if you're with them, they'll keep you here. If you're not, they'll ship you overseas to fight their phony oil-grabbing wars, basically, I guess is how that works. Anyway, to save time, I won't read the quote, but you can catch it at 911blog.org. I have a file there, if you scroll down on the right, called The New World Disorder. And you can read these quotes there and the references for them. Guys, Amendment 2 of the U.S. Constitution is worded very clearly on this matter. It says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That means you cannot pass gun registration laws, permit laws. That is an infringement of the Second Amendment. This country survived quite well throughout most of its history without such laws in place. And now that they're putting such laws in place, we're seeing crime rates soar. Isn't that interesting? Just like the war on drugs, you get more drugs coming in. The war on illiteracy, you get more illiteracy. The war on poverty, you get more poverty. And now, the war on terror. Guess what you're getting more of? You know, for the past several years, there's an international report, I think it's done by an auspice of the UN. It's been done since the early 80s, I guess. But for the past several years, since the Iraq War, their statistics show that incidents of terrorism around the world have exponentially increased. Each year, they've been going up like 3, 4, 500%. It was so bad 2 years ago that Condoleezza Rice pressured this agency not. First, she asked them not to release the report. Then she asked them to dumb the numbers down so it didn't look so bad. yeah. Well, hey, that's what happens. They wage a war on something and the problem increases. And all the while, they're sucking billions of dollars out of your pocket to pay for this increased, these increased problems. Anyway, despite this clear wording of the Constitution, U.S. citizens today are being arrested for possessing guns without a permit. Guys, the Constitution is your permit. But as I said a while back, you know, these laws really emanate from the UN. That's where they start. No matter where you go around the world, country after country has been implementing laws to strip people of their rights to bear arms. And if you climb the ladder, you'll discover that pressure is coming, tremendous pressure is coming from the UN to take people's gun ownership rights away. Charles J. Hanley, in the Washington Times, May 24th, 1994, in an article called World Gun Control is UN Body's Aim, had this to say. So quietly that even the gun lobby hasn't noticed, the United Nations is beginning to set its sights on global gun control. The UN Disarmament Commission has adopted a working paper that proposes tight controls on the gun trade in the United States and other member nations as a way of combating international arms trafficking. Now, understand, and I'm not going to save some time. I'm not going to go on to read the rest of what I have quoted from that article. But, again, you can do so yourself, 911blog.org. But they're not just talking about disarming nations and their militaries. Oh, they want to do that and have been doing that, too. But, you know, like Iraq, when we disarm Saddam from those weapons of mass destruction that he didn't have. When we have more weapons of mass destruction than any other nation on the planet, in fact, probably all other nations combined. Since 2003, in fact, when the Iraq War broke out, the United States government has been investing at least $10 billion a year in research and development of chemical and biological weapons. Isn't that interesting? They profess to be disarming nations of such weapons, and yet they're producing them at an alarming rate. Yeah. Can anybody say hypocrisy? On September 25th, 1999, the BBC aired UN Targets Small Arms. You see, they're not just interested in disarming nations. They want to disarm individual citizens. In which it was reported that UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, quote, told a special meeting of the Security Council that member states should adopt gun control laws, including a prohibition of private ownership of small arms. So there you go. There you go. You want to know where all these laws are coming from? Why are, again, not just here. This is all over the world this is going on, people. Because they want to set up the world order, yeah. And to have the world government, all the citizens have to be stripped of their ability to defend themselves, not only against psychopathics like our good friend there in Pennsylvania. Got to get out of my German accent moment again there. So you can't defend yourselves against government tyrants, government thugs. Those are the real threat. Never mind the chos. In fact, there wouldn't be so many chos if it wasn't for the government setting these things up themselves as well. Oh, boy. Well, like I said, the truth hurts. Maybe I should change the name of the show to Truth Sucks Radio. The truth doesn't just hurt. It downright sucks, doesn't it? But then again, we got to take a break. Stick with us. We'll be right back, guys.
Company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right. We're back for another 5 minutes or so here. I just wanted to read one last quote regarding this gun grab fiasco. This is from James Madison, Federalist Paper number 48. He said, Americans never need fear their government because of the advantage of being armed, which the Americans possess over the peoples of almost every other nation. Well, since they want to disarm us, I guess it is time to start fearing the government, huh? At least not trusting it, anyway. Not to be afraid of it, but not to trust it. They want you to be afraid. Don't do that. They'll back you in the corner then. No, don't be afraid of them. Truth is, the government amounts to nothing more than the old crinkled-up prune behind the curtain, like on The Wizard of Oz.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain!
They just want to fool you with their smoke and mirrors show, pulling their strings, you know, have the big ball of fire come up, woo, to get you in fear and trembling. It's a bunch of old phony fogies, guys, behind the curtain. Don't let them fool you. Don't let them put you in fear. The truth is, they're afraid of us. And the best way to prove that is just watch your evening news tonight and look how they lie to you. If they weren't afraid of you, they wouldn't have to lie now, would they? The fact that they lie so much every day, constantly about everything under the sun, tells you that they fear that you wake up, because they know if you do wake up, you can easily overpower them. We have them outnumbered 1,000,000 to 1, if not more. Maybe 10,000,000 to 1. Anyway, I wanted to go on and talk about another issue today, but wow, you know, 2 hours just isn't long enough for a show here. I want to talk about global warming. So if I haven't annoyed everybody back at RBN, maybe I'll be back tomorrow or some other time, and I can pick up from there. We'll talk about that, because that's another big fiasco in the news right now. They're pushing this fiasco left and right. You hear it talked about all the time in the news, and as it turns out, that's all it is. It's a big scam, and guess what lies behind that as well? The New World Order. Yeah, they want to capitalize on this supposed threat to get more, you know, global government measures passed by the UN particularly. You know, the way to solve the problem, they claim. This is a global problem. The only way to solve it is global solutions and, of course, global government. Anyway, I'll go on to some news items here. It was reported today, or yesterday, I think it was. Bush says that he backs Gonzalez and that he's going to stay. Yes, the decider said that Gonzalez is going to stay. Well, gee, didn't he say that about Rumsfeld, too? But, I hope he's right. I hope Mr. Gonzalez does stay, because he's such a great constitutionalist, isn't he? Habeas corpus is not guaranteed in the Constitution. And then when that didn't work a week later, habeas corpus is not guaranteed to all Americans in the Constitution. See, he realized he couldn't get away with saying it's not in the Constitution. Oops, I forgot it is in there. Oh, geez. It's been so long since I read that thing there. Well, okay, it does not guarantee habeas corpus to everyone. No, it does to me, though. At least I hope Bush will give me a pardon if I get indicted. But anyway, it's not guaranteed to all Americans. I wish I had time. I got a few clips I wanted to play when Congress was grilling him the other day. It was pretty laughable in a disgusting sort of way, the way he's just twisting reality, forcing that square peg into the round hole, and trying to back himself out of a trap that he caught himself in. It's just unbelievable.
When's the last time that you actually read that court case?
Oh, it's been a long time, but I'm sure that's what it means. Whatever. All right, guys, thanks for joining us here on Truth Hurts Radio. Again, I'm Charles Giuliani, and hope to catch you again tomorrow. In the meantime, keep fighting for the truth.